It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, a House Judiciary Committee hears from two companies that want to be as one. AT&T's proposed takeover of satellite company DirecTV would be one of the biggest in history, with a price tag close to $50 billion, which is why there are questions about whether such a deal could put consumers at a disadvantage. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look.
AT&T has a whole lot of mobile phone and internet customers. It wants DirecTV so it can compete better in the pay TV market. With those satellite subscribers, AT&T would end up with 25% market share. Carl Howe at the Yankee Group says all this consolidation may lead to fewer choices.
Because the number of companies that serve any individual consumer, it's usually one or two. And when you shrink one or two down to one, that's called a monopoly.
A monopoly could mean higher prices for cable TV customers. Antitrust lawyer Mark Ostrow says companies that make television shows won't welcome all these mergers among the cable TV companies either.
They really do compete both for content and for advertising. If you're a content provider, you would be very nervous about too much concentration.
AT&T argues the merger will allow it to bundle stations and services. It claims that'll mean better prices for consumers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now that cloud computing is proven to be a useful idea, companies are battling out to give it to us as cheaply as possible these days. This week's evidence comes from Microsoft. The company is cutting prices to storage for customers by 70%. Microsoft is also giving all of its customers using the Office 365 software suite a terabyte of storage for free. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported, and twice a year, we invite you to make a gift to support the tech and business reporting you've come to rely on. A gift from you in any amount helps fuel a daily dose of tech news from Marketplace. Help us end the budget year strong by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. Chelsea Clinton is in the headlines this month. Last week, she spoke at an event in New York City for Google's pledge of $50 million to close the gender gap in the tech industry. And there's been talk of her salary as a special correspondent for NBC, reportedly $600,000 annually. This week, though, she's in Denver, Colorado for something called Clinton Global Initiative America, and she's been hosting conversations about getting women and girls to engage with careers in science, tech, engineering, and mathematics, aka STEM. Chelsea Clinton, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ben.
What do you think is the biggest barrier to gender equality in STEM jobs?
One actually starts in middle school. So we know that girls in first, second, and third grade are just as interested in math and science as boys and perform just as well, if not better. And increasingly, research is saying that teachers call on girls less than they call on boys in math and science classes.
Even female teachers, right?
Yeah, even female teachers, which sends an invisible but insidious signal that girls' answers aren't as valued as boys.
Well, how do you think the sort of status quo is impacting society as a whole?
Well, I think it's a big deal for a few reasons. You know, one, we've seen in other areas like medicine that, you know, patients are more willing to go to a female doctor, for example, if they themselves are women. And we know that research now accounts for the different ways in which women and minorities at times react to medicines.
Sure.
Than just kind of the average white male. And so that medicine itself has improved and our public health has improved. You know, if we think about computer science, I think it would be hard to argue we wouldn't see kind of similar transformations in the STEM field.
I can remember growing up and playing with Legos and Tinker Toys and a starter chemist set.
I had all those things too, by the way.
Good. Well, it does make me think about how boys and girls are marketed to differently.
I think about this all the time, Ben, particularly now that Mark and I are expecting our first child. And I'm really lucky because I had parents who gave me, yes, like the Legos and the Tinker Toys and a Commodore computer in 1987 via Santa Claus.
Nice.
And although now I'm not technically in a STEM career, I am one of those people for whom STEM enables my career and work with the Clinton Foundation or my academic work in public health and international relations.
One of the big issues when it comes to women in the workplace is their earning power, I think, as compared to men. In recent weeks, your own salary has come under a bit of scrutiny. Do you think the scrutiny of your salary has to do with the fact that you're a woman?
I don't know, honestly, Ben. I think that the real question is, how do we ensure that there are both equal opportunities for women and that that work is valued commensurately? And I think one of the challenges is, you know, we have so many fewer women that those comparisons are still just hard to make. You know, and so even if we look at Sheryl Sandberg or Meg Whitman, we can't allow that to obscure the average. That's also an important point, is to focus on, you know, not only those who are at the management levels, but those who are also at the manager levels, and how we kind of tell that story holistically.
Chelsea Clinton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ben.
And before we go, the website Gizmodo asked readers to scour Amazon for some of the most expensive stuff for sale on the website. On the list, a 17th century viola for $169,000, a 4-pound can of gray Savruga caviar for $18,773, and a pair of Adidas Forum mid-high tops, gray and white, size 11, cost $886 billion. That last one is probably just a glitch in the matrix. At least it better be. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.